It is such a powerful truth about you that it's like a lion. A lion untamed is a vicious beast, frightening and capable of enormous damage. And yet the lion is the royal, the king of the animal kingdom, the king. And when you can tame your power to speak into reality miracles, when you can own that power and speak what you really want, you have just simplified 1 through 7 in a moment. As you speak it, so it will be. I had this client come to me every year. Really disliked her job, really annoyed. She worked for the public school system, worked for a principal. She said, that principal's such a pain in the neck. She doesn't know anything. She's such a pain in the neck. I laughed out loud when she came 1 year for a reading with a neck brace. How's your pain in the neck? Oh, I'm still working there. Couldn't even get it. Couldn't even see it. And yet the universe was honoring her. Absolutely. The power to create is so present in everything you say. In every word you breathe, the divinity in you is breathing life force into the world. So as you speak, so you create. If you speak of disappointment, the universe will honor that. If you speak of sadness and lack and illness, the universe will say, so be it, as you create it. Every single time you breathe something into the universe, all of the universe, all of the love and the support of the universe will honor you. My mother taught me the power of the word. She taught me never to say anything I don't want, and that when I do say what I do want, it will come to be. She wanted to have her own studio, photography studio. She's an artist. So she worked and worked and hounded my dad, and finally he put one in the basement. And she wanted the tables to develop, and then she wanted the lights, and then she wanted to paint the walls. And one day my father got annoyed with her, and he said, when is this hobby of yours going to get under control? This is too expensive. And my mother was insulted. She said, I'll have you know this is no hobby. She'd gone to a mail order course and got a professional degree. She said, I am a professional photographer. You will see, mark my words. She always said that. Mark my words. Favorite expression of my mother's. And that night we went down. She used to take photographs of all the kids, and I would go in the basement and help her develop them. And when we were in the basement, she looked at me and she said, well, your father's on my back. We need to create some money fast. And she said, will you claim that with me? And I said, okay, I will. It's only maybe 9. Sure. What do we do? She's in the dark with only the glow of the timer, and she said, Divine Spirit, I am a professional. I need paid work, and I need it now. Bring me my work. I'm ready to do my job. And then I said, Divine Spirit, bring Mom work so Dad will get her off her back. And she squeezed my hand and said, okay, that's it. It's done. Universe heard it. So be it. So we finished up. 10 days later, I come home from school. My mother's racing around the house, straightening up, and quick, quick, she said, hide the junk, clean up the house. We're having company. And I said, who's coming? And she stood back and she said, well, Sister Mary Canisius, the principal of the grade school, just called me. Evidently, the photographer for the school photographs was overbooked and couldn't take them for another 60 days, and it didn't meet with her approval. So she hired me. And my mother ended up doing the entire grade school photographs in our basement. 1 at a time, the grades would come. And from that, she got weddings, and she got anniversaries, and she got whatever else, and she was in instant business because she claimed her dream. There's a story. This man teaching prosperity stood up in front of a group and he said, "Here's a $5 bill, group. This $5 bill is for anyone in this group who has saved money. Who in this group has saved money?" And a couple people in the group said, "Well, that's me. I've saved some money." He said, "Well, guess what? The universe has a gift for you. Here, come and get your $5. So they came up and they got their $5 and they felt pretty good. And then he stood up in front of the group and he said, "Here's a $10 bill. This $10 bill is for anyone in the group who's not only saved money, but actually has paid your bills. Who's done that?" This time less people, but there were a couple, and they said, "Well, guess what? That's me." And he said, "Guess what? You have a reward. The universe has a gift for you for that. Here's $10. Come and get it." And they just got their $10 and they were so happy, put their $10 in their pocket. And then he stood up and he snapped a $100 bill. And he said, "Okay, here's a $100 bill and it's for someone in this group who has a very special quality. But you have to figure out what it is. Whoever can figure it out, here's $100. They thought. They sat and they looked at each other and scratched their heads. What could that be? And all of a sudden, this woman jumped up and she said, "I got it. I know it." And she ran up, she grabbed the $100 bill and she goes, "That $100 bill is mine." Took it in her hand, put it in her pocket, and went and sat down, extremely satisfied. Everyone looked at her and looked at the instructor, and the instructor said, "Yeah, that's right." And the class said, "Well, wait a minute, what's the quality? What? Why?" And so he turned to her and he said, "Would you like to tell them what the special quality is?" And she said, "Sure. The special quality is the courage to call it mine. That was a special quality. And this is where you find yourself right now. Do you have the courage to call your dream your own? Do you have the courage to say, I want that peace in my home. I claim it for me. Do you have the courage to say, I'm going to be the ambassador of the city. I'm going to make everybody happy and wholesomely welcome around me. Do you have the courage to say, I'm going to write that book. The world wants it. I am a writer. I am a teacher. I am a dancer. I am a good mother. I am a great friend. I'm a good player. I like to play. I'm successful. I can have my own business. I'm the world's greatest lover. Do you have the courage to claim that for yourself? Because it's at this point that you stand back and you hold back and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. But here's the deal. The universe will grow you an apple, but it's up to you to reach up and pick it and then take a bite. That's principle number 8. What I'd like for you to do is I'd like you to think about your own words. Do they claim your ability to receive all the universe has for you? Do you have ownership? Will you allow that? Will you pick your apple and enjoy what you do? Will you allow yourself that gift?